The Jade Boy by Kate Kane.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For my husband Stephen and my dad John. Prophecy. The single candle beside the curtain bed flickered and a tall shadow moved on the panelled wall beyond. Just for a moment the shadow appeared to be that of a horned creature. The little flame danced madly, then it sputtered and died, leaving the room in complete darkness. "Now, tell me, what do I need?" The man's voice was soft, sibilant, and oddly cracked. Silence. The man spoke again, his voice laced with something that sounded like amusement. "Tell me, Lady Elizabeth, I command you. I don't need to tell you, of all people, how I found you, do I? Or what I might do next?" The last words were spoken slowly and very deliberately. After a moment, a young girl answered. But as she spoke, her light voice deepened and seemed to echo in the blackness. Gradually the girl's voice became that of a grown woman, a woman chanting from somewhere far away. "Oak grove burns and old stones sing for green blood flows in old veins fill with new life born as oak grove burns."